I am Sian Elliott, the Federation Events Development Manager for Haberdasher Asks Federation. That's a federation of three all-through academies in South East London. We have over 450 staff and around 3,500 students. In June 2010, we organised the Brainstorming Maths Conference. We hosted the conference because the master of the Haberdashers Company, who sponsors the federation, believes that maths is of utmost importance in every child's education and as part of their fundamental development. We at the Federation have always believed this and pushed very heavily our core subject. The conference was attended by Abundance, who were a delightful addition to our workshop programme. They provided an interesting and energetic one-hour session to teachers from across the primary and secondary sector. Feedback from delegates was very positive. Staff were eager to grasp and learn more about the innovative techniques they had been introduced to during their session. The Abundance staff were very professional throughout the day, and I would thoroughly recommend them both in a school and a conference setting.
Greetings. I'm Astamari Bartekon, the Principal for Schools of Unified Learning. Firstly, I'd like to thank the staff and senior members of Haberdasher Ask Federation for hosting a very special conference, Brainstorm Maths. We were honoured to have made such a well-received contribution and are taking this opportunity to build on a growing call from schools for more information on what we do and how we do it. Let me briefly explain what we do within the service we call Abundance in Schools. In summary, we teach core ideas of maths and science through dance and a broad range of creative cultural arts. Our entry-level Abundance service is a learning called Transformations of Wing Chi. Now, Wing Chi is the African crowned crane. So Transformations of Wing Chi involves the African warrior dance movements of the crane. The crane is a legendary bird. Through this comprehensive learning, we explore core principles of rotation, reflection, enlargement, and translation. And we do this in a very profound and experiential way. The learning is an introductory one, and we have a way that we can scale the learning for primary learners right through to secondary and beyond into higher learning, further education. That very simple idea of transformation, a very profound one, and when you bring that into dance and see its connection with math and science, it sits very well with most people. From this learning, we are keen to build half and full term school residencies where we're able to work more closely with the students and teachers to develop more rounded dramatic performances. These performances are culturally engaging and edutainingly packed with core math and science ideas. These performances are inspiring both to the pupils and the audience. Our successful service experience shows that the greatest power, though, is within our unified knowledge process and approach to education, where one easily realizes the true unity of math, science, art, and nature. Here is an extract from a story we call Abbott's Secret, which is a very profound vehicle for a perfectly joyful journey into a greater understanding of space. Abbott is the praying mantis. This is another legendary character in our school. We're a cultural arts foundation, and so we have natural characters that form the basis of our cultural art dramas. Wing Chi and Abbott, they are leading characters in our school. Hear this story, just an extract, but it gives you a flavour of how we blend ideas of math with ideas of nature. Please, do give us a call, email Contact us today. Let's explore how abundance works in your school. As they looked deep into Abit's head, their mind filled with thoughts of the future. The young birds took one of their small thoughts and dropped it into the well. After a time, there was a faint splash, which made them even more curious. Using their imagination, they began to fly in spiral form down into the well. Abit always enjoyed it when young ones used their imagination, so she let them explore the well. After a time, the three had reached the bottom of the well. The water was warm and sweet-scented. They were simply amazed that such a thing could exist. Before even hearing the question, Abit's voice spoke to them.
This is the entrance to my province.
Neyatawagi Gazat. I worry a province. It is my space. I know it very well. If you listen, its secrets I will tell. Knowing my place allows me to know all space in every place. This knowledge brings me peace and freedom from haste. The knowledge is great. You have to be very brave to enter here. Truly, there's no room for fear.
So,
if you want to leave now, just fly back out. I'll say no more. I'll never tell. The free Wing Chi's curiosity was just too great. With excitement in their voices, they asked Abit how to enter the Gazat. Exir Masagan Hashima Tawagi Asab. Look into the water, young ones. Study the patterns, the waves, and be in harmony with them. Feel how they behave. This didn't make complete sense to the young birds. However, they looked deeply into the water and gradually began to feel it all about them. In an instant, the three were submerged in a whole new inner world. The water was strange. They could breathe naturally in it. And they could move freely in it too. It was warm, light, and seemed to penetrate their whole body. The entrance was no longer visible. The young birds now moved as a perfectly united trinity, surrounded by this strange substance for as far as the eye could see. It felt like being in an infinite amount of jelly. Moments passed, and then, in the distance, the young ones saw a small light. So as one body, they moved towards it. As they got closer, they realized that the light had a triangular form. But as they got closer still, they realized it was a cube. As they continued to advance, they could now see one side of the shape, which appeared as a square. On closer inspection, they saw a circle inside the square. Now they were right up close, and could see that the circle was actually a sphere. And standing inside the sphere was Abit. Abit began to speak. When the eye entered this space, it was empty. Albo. There were no boundaries and no others. This is the mind space.